Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The special counsel smokescreen begins now. As you may have heard, there is news that there is a Hunter Biden special counsel that has been appointed. Now, this raises a lot of questions like, oh my gosh, did they all of a sudden develop a conscience at the DOJ? Are they no longer willing to run interference for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden along with him? Is the president now somebody who is expendable for them politically? I don't think the answers to these questions are what a lot of people think. I believe that this is a continuation of the effort to make all of this go away. I don't think that this is about holding Hunter Biden accountable. I don't think that Merrick Garland has suddenly become a man who cares about justice. I think the fix is in. And in this case, let me walk through why I think this is the case. So you have now a special counsel. Okay. Why do you need a special counsel now? What authorities will be different this time around than what were there before? Weiss is the person who has been appointed. He was also the U.S. attorney running the Hunter Biden investigation before. So he was involved in the plot to make it go away the first time with that preposterous plea deal. And now he's the special counsel. What will change this time around? Well, you have to look at the timeline, because I think the timeline here gives you a very strong sense of what's really going on. They have already run, they've investigated for 5 years now, Hunter Biden, Burisma, the taxes. They've run the statute of limitation out on 2014 and 2015 conduct from Hunter Biden. That's already gone because they've delayed so much. So the perfect solution for Joe Biden and all of this, the one that I think is the likeliest to happen here is that the system now has stepped in. Merrick Garland appoints a special counsel, and they just say, well, we have to go back to square one here and double check and recheck everything. And, oh, don't worry, we're on it. The special counsel is looking at all of Hunter's conduct, and they delay and they delay some more. In fact, they delay so long that nothing really comes out of this. Joe Biden is able to run for re-election. If he wins, he pardons Hunter, because at that point, what does he care? Plus, he can then just step down at any point, let Kamala take over. So if he wins, he pardons Hunter. If, let's just say, he loses, let's say Donald Trump runs the gauntlet of all these different criminal prosecutions and is able to win the presidency in 2024, he doesn't take office till January, which means, you know what Hunter Biden gets in the last couple of months of daddy's presidency? A pardon. That's right. You see? So delay, delay, delay is perfection for Hunter. And the special counsel may very well do that, because that's what Weiss has been doing all along as the prosecutor in Delaware. So that's not surprising in the least. All right. That's not a surprise. Now, what about the possibility that they actually bring some kind of charge? Well, Hunter has already indicated through his legal team he's not going to take any plea deal. Not unless they're going to give him the one that they already shot down or that the judge shot down. So unless they resurrect that for him somehow, change the language a little bit, maybe get a different judge, maybe move the venue, get a different judge to look at it. That's another way to get a total win for Hunter and no justice at all. But even if they were to bring charges, they say, okay, we finally have indicted Hunter Biden. We finally indicted Hunter Biden. Then what happens? Well, he's going to have motions. They'll ask for a trial, delay, delay. Maybe they could even delay it till after the election. Well, if they delay it till after the election, you have the same thing, which is Joe Biden gets to run. And the whole time he gets to point, whenever any reporter brings it up, which will be seldom, but when like Fox News or one or two other outlets say, hey, what about that special counsel looking at your son? He's going to say, see, this is what justice looks like under a Biden administration. Unlike that criminal Trump, they're going to say that Joe Biden wouldn't even pardon his own son. He's letting the wheels of justice turn unmolested or something like that. Joe Biden's probably going to avoid talking about, you know, anything like that. So that's what's going to happen. That's the way it probably goes. And you say, wow, so that means Joe gets to run. The whole Hunter thing gets sidelined. It's now just a special counsel thing. Gotta wait. In fact, the special counsel could come forward, write a report that says our investigation has concluded. Here is what we found. We recommend charges for Hunter Biden, but Joe Biden did nothing wrong. We know that from this report that we just wrote. So he's good to run for 2024. Hunter can delay the process until after the election and get a pardon even if daddy loses. What is the alternative pathway here, folks? In what scenario does Hunter have to actually face meaningful justice? In what scenario is Hunter Biden somebody who doesn't just get away with it all? Now, why does this matter? I don't really care very much about Hunter Biden, but what does this mean for Joe Biden? What does it mean for 2024? Some people are saying, oh, look, now we have a moment. It was my first reaction. Wow, special counsel, maybe they are trying some kind of a coup internally on the Democrat side to get rid of Biden. No, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I'll explain why in a second. The artificial intelligence gold rush could soon be creating substantial wealth for ambitious individuals who understand this technology. But while a lot of people are focusing on ChatGPT and AI stocks like NVIDIA, something incredible is happening less than 2 miles from ChatGPT's headquarters. For the past few months, engineers from Google and Microsoft have been working on a little-known crypto project that could revolutionize the AI industry. You have a chance to get in on the ground floor of this project for pennies giving you a rare chance to turn $1,000 into a six-figure nest egg. All this information is coming directly from Tika Tiwari, the man who picked the top crypto coin 6 years in a row. So, Tika is hosting a free online strategy session to give you all the details on his number one coin for this AI boom. Sign up in advance. Go to AICoin2023.com for this free event. That's AICoin2023.com, paid for by Palm Beach Research Group. Joe's still going to run. I don't think he steps down over this. Think about it. Why would he? As long as he's president, there are all these options. Pardon Hunter, pardon himself, pressure the DOJ, even handing it over to Kamala. Well, what difference would that make for him? Nothing good. He has no incentive to stop running. It doesn't even matter if the Democrats around him are saying, we don't want you to run. He's the president. He has the power of incumbency, which cannot be replicated by anything else. There is no replacement for guys the president right now. That means a lot in electoral terms. That means a lot when it comes to people casting their ballots. And so I just don't see Joe Biden stepping aside because of any of this. I don't see that happening. In fact, all the incentives, I would argue, go in the opposite direction, which is that Joe is clearly now going to see this through because he's got the excuse of the special counsel, all the stuff with his son up, special counsel's looking at it. And then he will be able to, on a worst case basis, commute or pardon his son before he leaves office. And then the perfect situation is Joe Biden, let's say, from the Democrat point of view, the perfect situation is Joe Biden runs, wins, pardons Hunter, steps down mid-2025. That's it. Kamala takes over. The Biden crime family is no longer the Democrats' problem. Kamala now can run for another term. They could have a Democrat. So Kamala becomes president for 4 years and could get another 4 years in addition to that. Now, I know everyone says she's a terrible politician, and I agree, but look at Joe Biden. The guy's a clown. And they were able to put him in at 1600 Pennsylvania. They were able to do that. So let's all be very clear about how powerful the Democrat machinery is here. Now, of course, with all this happening, there's the, oh, so Hunter manages to not get a single indictment yet for all the crimes that he clearly committed. And we know he committed them because we have the facts. And also, he's about to take a plea deal. He's going to say, yeah, I did these things. That was going on. Meanwhile, on the Trump side of the equation, he's soon to be facing prosecution number four in Atlanta. That's all the reporting. And what exactly did he do? Well, what's the crime? Is obstruction, not filing something for the tax for campaign purposes in New York? What are some of the things? Conspiracy to defraud the American people of the right to vote or something for J6. I mean, really? Those are the charges? With Hunter, it's didn't pay taxes, money laundering, hiding money intentionally from the government so you don't pay taxes on it, Foreign Agent Registration Act, lying on a gun form, federal gun form. These are clear. These are just black and white. You did, you didn't. These are clear charges. He faces none of them. Yet, he hasn't been indicted for any. He hasn't been indicted yet. My friend Andy McCarthy has been saying this. Where is the indictment? How can you take any of this seriously without an indictment? Well, the answer is you can't because the fix is in. Let me tell you, I love my one blade. I'm not somebody who shaves a lot, but when I do shave, I like it to be really close. I shave about once a week because I'm a little lazy. But I want the best shave possible. And One Blade Shave is the best. I'm holding one in my hand right now, which is also a reminder you should subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/BuckSexton. And One Blade Shave is phenomenal. They've been lying to you for decades in the shave industry, telling you you need 4 blades, 5 blades, 10 blades, whatever. You just need one really high-quality blade in a really excellent, well-designed, sturdy razor. That's what you get with One Blade. Plus, with One Blade's refill plan, you'll get blades sent straight to your door whenever you need them. And you'll get a discount on your blades when you sign up. All orders have a 60-day return policy, whether you use all of your blades or none of them. Get 20% off your order with One Blade now. Go to onebladeshave.com/buck. Spell out one, O-N-E, onebladeshave.com blade.com/buck to get 20% off your first order. OneBladeShave.com/BUCK. Now, I also have seen some of these rulings coming out about Trump and from the D.C. case and saying that there's a limitation on what he's able to say about January 6th while he's facing this trial. He's not going to get fair process. So anyone who is analyzing this as though there is fair process involved, I think, is missing what's really happening here. They are on a get Trump quest, and they're going to do everything they can to tilt the scales against him. Look, it's going to be quite a year, going to be quite a fight ahead. We stay in it together no matter what. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.